2 Timothy chapter 1. And I want us to think about something here, and that is a simple question. Are you afraid? Are you crippled by fear? Right? Are you afraid of things? You know, as a Christian, you're just crippled by fear. You know, not the big things like being burned at the stake or fed to a hungry lion. You know, but the kind of fear where you're afraid of getting out of your comfort zone, right? Concerning your faith, you're afraid of doing something with your faith, right? It's those little fears that can be our undoing. I want us to honestly think about that. You know, the fear of what other people might think, the fear of being a little uncomfortable talking about Jesus. You know, the fear of offending someone, making a friend angry, fear of losing money, a position, power, influence. And so are you crippled with fear? Because I think those are the things that cause us as Christians to kind of shrink back in fear. Not the big things. I think the big things, we would probably be okay. Hey, you can't go to church or I'm going to feed you these lions. I bet we would tend to have more courage and respond. Here's an old proverb that I found. I don't know where it came from. Touch a thistle timidly and it pricks you. Grasp it boldly and its spines crumble. I think often that's precisely our problem. We kind of tiptoe timidly because of our fears that every possible thistle will gouge us and give us pain. Right? The more timid we are in our Christian pursuits, the more timid we become in order to satisfy ever-growing fears. Right? And it seems like the older we get, the more afraid of everything we get. Right? Why is it that armies want 18 to 19-year-old young men to fight wars? They're fearless, right? You know, put a teenager out there with a gun in his hand, they're fearless for the most part. And something happens, we get older, we just get more afraid of stuff. And someone has rightly said, I believe, faith is not believing something in spite of the evidence. It is the courage to do something regardless of the consequences. But Paul here says it better. In verse 7, 2 Timothy chapter 1, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and the grace which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And so, of course, Jesus has commissioned us with a royal responsibility, the size of the harvest from his sacrificial work is left to us as laborers. And Satan's going to use fears. He encourages us to be afraid because then it stops the work. Right, it hinders the work. He tried to stop the rebuilding of the walls in Nehemiah. You know, that was one of the things that they used to make them afraid of what's going on around them. Let me just read these passages to you and we'll offer the invitation. 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13. Be brave, be strong, remain steadfast in the faith, and act like men. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5, for our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And finally, 2 Corinthians 12, 9, Jesus said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. So I would just encourage us to be more courageous and to stop being afraid of everything. You know, you can't kill a Christian. You can only send them to heaven, right? So that's the call here this week for us to be courageous with our faith. If you're here this evening and you haven't obeyed the gospel, now's the time to do it. You might not get another chance. If it helped you put on Christ in baptism, I'd love to do that. Or if you need to repent publicly, we'd love to help you with that also. If you have a need, let someone know, please, as we stand and sing.